This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Tom Cruise is back and ageless. It's sort of like watching Groundhog Day. He just keeps getting younger, or he looks the same age. And in Edge of Tomorrow, he plays a character who keeps dying and coming back to life and having to redo everything until he gets to the point where he dies again. And then essentially it's a microcosm for the learning experience. When we learn, we make mistakes until we correct them, and then we get to go further along in our mastering or expertise of an activity. So this is a really fun way of watching Malcolm Gladwell's 10,000 hours theory play out in real time. What's going on here is potentially the infrastructure of video gaming has infiltrated the permaculture that we live in. Essentially, that means that the experience of going further along and then having somebody die, usually an avatar, and then having to start the whole thing over from a previous checkpoint feels very natural to an entire generation born sometime after 1970. So this movie makes great use of that. The idea that life is a dress rehearsal and is not a dress rehearsal is a very attractive one, because it means we get to constantly correct our mistakes. And also in the case of Tom Cruise in this movie, he gets to save the beautiful Emily Blunt's life over and over again. He also gets to save the world from destruction by an alien life form. It's done cleverly, it's done creatively, and it's the sort of time travel that anybody who has a soul and a human heart can relate to, because it really plays on the concept of nostalgia, but also in a non-nostalgic way, if that's possible, in that you don't just dream about the past, you actually get to go back and live it in real time, so that when you die or when you break a bone, it hurts. So being both present to the experience of now, but being able to recapture the decision-making branches of the trees that we choose is the Robert Frostian way to both choose the path lesser traveled and then choose the path most traveled at the same time, which of course makes all the difference, and you won't thence have a sigh ages and ages hence. So all this is to say that this is a great summer movie and you should check it out.